Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
That's a brand name, like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is when you chop my dough down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Trademark.
And hey, y'all, I'm here. It's your girl, D. Scott. It is a very brisk and breezy manic Monday. It is November 21st, 2016. So tonight's show, before we start getting into the more detailed show, because I didn't want to do too much of a show because of everything that's going on with Kanye and, you know, all that stuff. So the show is actually dual posted, which means I ain't saying she a gold digger, but so I'm going to touch on the Kanye situation a little bit and his cancellation of the rest of his 21 tour dates worldwide. I'm also going to discuss what happens in relationships when the female isn't equally yoked to her male counterpart, meaning we got the skrill and you don't. And we often act as if it's just men that have to protect their assets or their money, and statistics show that we as women are out here getting money too, and a lot of it. So why do we have to be deemed gold diggers, and why can't we call men the same? So, you know, the ones that can't contribute to your household because they are on their third SoundCloud career, and the ones that would see you starve and starve with you instead of washing dishes or getting money by any legal means, those guys. So for me, it's a situation where, you know, as I started – to really do the work and start to, you know, do what needed to be done in order to have my business and to be, you know, happy in what it is that I'm doing, I had to start looking at the people that I was dealing with, you know. And so, you know, I had somebody tell me recently, you know what, you know, just because she's not asking for anything right now doesn't mean Denise isn't a gold digger. And it's funny because I can't dig anything from you if you don't have any gold. So it got me to thinking something I've thought of many, many times before, which was, you know, if I'm making a certain amount of money or I have a certain, you know, type of lifestyle, why is it wrong that I would want somebody that could match what it is that I'm doing? Why is that wrong? It shouldn't be. You know, it's okay for a man to say that he wants a woman that's going to do all these things and she's going to look like this and she's going to be like that and all these other things, and we allow that, you know, and we even, you know, strive to be that. But unfortunately, you know, we as women, we don't set the bar as high, you know, so we're just kind of like, you know, it is what it is and that's what we're going to do. And you know, we often, you know, dare I say, settle, right? So when people are saying, I'm saying she a gold digger, but, you know, I've been accused before of, oh, you only date guys with money. No. How about guys with money only date me? So how is that something that's wrong, you know what I'm saying, if I'm just, I'm trying to be like-minded, right? I'm the only, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, be equally yoked, you know. So we talk about that a lot, especially in biblical terms and things like that. And so I just really think it's unfair because we didn't, as women, give ourselves a fair shot. So with the Kanye situation, which is why this is a dual-sided show, you know, and I really don't want to, you know, say this and make it sound the wrong way because it's a terrible situation. I have told y'all from day one, ever since Donda West died, his mother, Dr. Donda West, of plastic surgery complications due to the fact that she was unable to get surgery here. They told her, we call it the superwoman makeover, so it's basically tummy tuck, breast implant lift, you know, they're sucking fat from your belly, putting it in your butt, you know, in your ass, like just, you know, it's a full body reconstruction situation, and she was unable to get the surgery here. She went to Brazil. And because they approved it, obviously, because their regulations are not as strict as ours, and she died. You know, I don't know if she died on the table. I can't remember or if it was complications. But apparently yesterday was like the five-year anniversary or whatever the anniversary was that his mother died. And unfortunately, you know, you got a lot of people out there like Snoop Dogg and things like that. They're like, you know, this ninja's crazy and this, that, and the third. And truth be told, and this is coming from somebody that has struggled with depression, somebody that struggled with the death of their mother, somebody that struggled, you don't need to do drugs to fucking act like Kanye. It's a fact. You don't need to be high on anything or, you know, be drunk all the time to act like Kanye when there is a serious chemical imbalance. The fact that, if I'm not mistaken, he lost his father already, and now his mother died. So he's, you know, virtually this, you know, documented orphan in society. You know, at this point, he doesn't have family. So cue in the Kardashians. You know, a lot of you people, especially black women, were blaming the Kardashians for Kanye's quote-unquote downfall. Well, last I checked, he had one of the best tours in the country for the year 2016. He hasn't fallen anywhere. You know, some of his best music, especially this last album, The Life of Pablo, everything he's put out since his mother died is fire. It's ridiculous. You know, is it the old Kanye, like when he was still hungry? No, it's not. It's mature Kanye. It's father Kanye. It's husband Kanye, which I've always given his relationship with Kim thumbs up, just based on the fact that, you know, here we are dealing with the common folk or dealing with the common Negro, and he following bitches back on Twitter. You know, bitch, I just say that because I don't know your names individually. he talking to bitches on Twitter, on Instagram, on all these things. The only person Kanye West follows on Twitter is his wife. It's a fact. He's completely obsessed with her, and you see him actually on Keeping Up with the Kardashians while she was getting ready to marry the basketball player. You see them kind of hanging out, you know. He always was enamored by her. He always, you know, loved the way that she looked and was just very infatuated with her beauty, you know. And in fact, there's photographs of him and Alexis, which is his first fiance, black girl, who actually was in the fashion industry for many, many years, and she was black. And there's a picture of Reggie Bush and Kim Kardashian, and the meme was like, you know, sometimes you're closer to your soulmate than what you think. Now, I love Kanye and Kim together. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that there's nothing like having a backbone in your relationship. There's nothing like a person saying, you know what, you're fucked up and you need to get help. And if you don't get help, I'm not fucking with you. You know, or if you don't stop doing this or you don't stop doing that, I'm going to shut down. And I think what Kanye did was, the minute that, with men, especially successful men, it's not always about taming, it's about timing, right? So you could get the same guy that I got 5 years ago and be married to him in 2.5 seconds because it wasn't my time. It doesn't have anything to do with me. I don't take the shit personally. It's just, it wasn't the time. And so, unfortunately, right around the time his mom died and everything like that, you find, especially creative types, clinging to something, right? So when my mom died, you know, literally she passed. I think a week later I had a book signing in Detroit. I ended up hanging out with an old boyfriend of mine from 20 years prior. I hadn't seen him in 20 years, you know, and ended up getting back together with him because that relationship was a lot easier than dealing with the death of my mother, you know. So my friends allowed it. You know, and then when it got out, like when it was getting like to a year and shit like that, it was like, okay, stop it, cut it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Have you seen what you're doing to yourself? You know, and I definitely want to send a shout out to my girl. You know, I knew that there was a situation that I was in that was going to come back to bite me in the ass. I thought the situation was done and over with. And I, you know, because I'm not going to be secretive about it. I'm not going to talk about it just because I know, like, it's some shit that you just intrinsically know that in the black community, Latina community, whatever, it's all about family. You know, la familia, mi orgullo, you know, the orgulloso, the pride of everything, right? So if you have a member of your family that is doing things that are repetitive of something, a behavior that hurt them in the past, you don't want them to do it, right? So me being me, of course, because I'm a, you know, a sadist and a masochist, I am a glutton for certain situations. But the sad part is I haven't been in these certain situations. In one situation, now you're talking about a decade at least. And then before that, it was another decade. So I don't know if it's a cyclic thing or whatever, but what I will say is that I appreciate the friendship that I have, that we're able to chin check each other and just be like, listen, you know, you can't come to me talking about this person and doing this and doing that because that's going to make you a hypocrite. I appreciate that because I knew it was coming. I just told my people the other day, I was like, nah, I ain't said nothing to her. I already know she knows, you know what I'm saying, about what's going on and what's happening in my life. But like I told her, this is why certain, you know, private relationships that I have are not for the internet, because even if I'm going through something, I wouldn't want a young girl to go through whatever I went through. I wouldn't want a grown woman or a mother or a single mother to go through what I went through. You know, so my situation, you know, it's not different. It's the same. But it's something that, you know, I tried to keep under wraps, and it just, unfortunately, it's something that just kept, you know, and she made a valid point. She was like, you know, you got to be careful when you're building with people that maybe didn't necessarily come to build, they came to break. Or you have to be careful when you're building with people and you've already, the foundation is fucked up. You know, and I agree with that. So I just want to say that I definitely appreciate that part of our friendship and our sisterhood, that we're able to say that quite very frankly and then continue on in conversation about, you know, Thailand, because she actually just got back from, like, fucking Bangkok. So, you know, me saying that, I'm saying that to say this, is that with Kanye, you don't really see Kanye around dudes, right? So you have Jay-Z, and I'm sipping on a little something. You have Jay-Z, but he has his own life. He has his own children. You know, he has his own, or his own, well, he does have children, but he has his own child. His wife is Beyonce. You know, he has his own thing. Reportedly, they did not attend Kanye and them's wedding, nor did they attend the baby showers. You know, that's your homeboy. You know, how is that possible, Sway? You know? So, I just think that there was a lot of bad blood. And, you know, things happen. People become parents, whatever. And that's why I really dig that song Kanye did, Real Friends. He was like, you know, I couldn't tell you when your baby birthday was. I couldn't tell you when the last time, you know, I hung out with you on Christmas or, you know, or Thanksgiving or a holiday. And so now the season is upon us. Well, we start being able to figure out who the fuck is really rocking with you and who isn't. You know, you might be a side ninja. You don't know. If you ain't at least getting a plate from the crib, she might not give a fuck about you. I don't know. You know. So, you know, the show is called I Ain't Saying She a Gold Digger, but because I want to get to the equally yoked part. Equally yoked for me isn't just about, you know, a financial situation. It's also, does your level of violence match my level of violence? Does the way that you cope with certain stressful situations, is it the same thing or the same way that I would cope? You know, is it a situation where, you know, we're equally crazy and we can't help each other forward anything in our lives? Because if that's the case, then it's not going to work. And so I was on another show, the MMDTS show, the Married Men Don't Talk show, which I typically am on first Tuesday of every month, after I do my show, of course. And they asked me, they said, well, what kind of men do you date? And I said, well, typically I like to date people that are just like me. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, sick. You know, people that have issues, people that are going through something, because I can understand it, because I can identify it. Maybe they can't because they haven't been in treatment. But for me, I can identify somebody that's having anxiety issues, or somebody that has mommy issues, or somebody that has violence and abuse issues and so on and so forth. So, you know, for me, it would be unfair of me to date a quote-unquote normal person or somebody that doesn't have the propensity for violence. And people say, oh, you know, opposites attract or whatever, whatever. But in my world, like attracts like. So I'm always going to get the crazy guy. I'm always going to get the guy that, you know, is just a little bit, you know, overbearing or whatever, whatever. But in the real world, you know, and another joke between my, you know, my sister and I is that we watch the movie A Perfect Guy, and it was with Sanaa Lathan, the motherfucker with the pretty, you know, blue eyes and shit. I can't remember his name. And I remember she slept with him. She had sex with him in, like, a Jamaican club. And I remember I was telling my homegirl she needed to watch it. And she watched it, and she was like, I don't see what he did wrong. And I just busted the fuck out laughing because, you know, you can't go around having that type of sex with people, y'all being on the same sexual level, whatever, equally yoked in the bed, right? And then think that you're just going to be like, okay, the relationship is over and you're going to walk the fuck away from the relationship. It doesn't work like that. People get attached. There's soul ties. We've talked a lot about a soul tie, you know, which is where you are bound to somebody that you really don't have no fucking business being with, but other than the fact that because you are having this sexual relationship, which is actually a demonic form. It's not meant to feel good. You know, there's always going to be strife surrounding a soul tie. There's always going to be, it's not being whipped. It's not being happy in your situation. That's not what a soul tie is. A soul tie is something that can actually cause damage based upon the fact that you think that you're supposed to be with this person and you're not. It was just a physical thing. So what attracted you to the person was physical, sexual, I'm going to be clear, sexual, not physical, sexual, then you have to be careful of that, you know. So, you know, we watched the movie, and she's like, I don't see what he did wrong. And so that's what I mean when I say equally yoked. You know, I get on these shows with a lot of married guys or a lot of guys that have been in situations where the women have cheated because, you know, he wanted something sexually that she didn't want. Or, you know what I mean, the opposite way. Or, you know, there's a lot of abuse and things like that that have gone on in our relationship as black people, just with each other. You know, that uncle that, you know, was a little bit too close to you, or the auntie that used to whoop you just a little bit too hard, or, you know, it's just, it's too much. So we already have issues within our community. And so for me to get into a relationship with somebody and try to understand them is something that's important to me, because I feel like a lot of people don't understand that I'm really in a place where I'm like, who am I to judge? Now, can you have smoked crack before? No. You know what I mean? Because I don't understand that. It's not one of my addictions. Could you have done heroin? No. That's not, I'm not Fiona from freaking Shameless. I'm not going to be okay with that. But can you tell me that maybe you've had some issues or some run-ins or some type of legal issues or some financial issues? That I can understand. And so when we talk about equally yoked, I want to make sure that we as women are protecting ourselves on all levels, you know, because you got a lot of what I call gold digger niggas. You know, you got a lot of them out there. And listen, they don't care. They need a cell phone bill paid. They need this. They need that. I'm just really not with the shits. And so sometimes, and it was funny to have a conversation with somebody tell me today, you know, you can't say that Denise isn't a gold digger just because Denise doesn't need anything up front. I don't need anything up front, so I don't need the hair. I don't need the nails. I don't need any of that. You know, I just need some consistency. So once I get consistency, then I can just hold out because I'm working. So I'm working 5, 6, 7 days a week anyway. I don't really have time to be out there entertaining miscellaneous penis. That's a disadvantage for me because, you know, people, men especially, get used to that. So what people don't understand is that when I look at women and you're dealing with a man and you're going through a financial hardship or some sort of health scare like I am, or any type of situation, and he doesn't put himself in a position to be available to you, either A, time-wise or money-wise, y'all not dating. Y'all are not serious, and that's your girlfriend. That's your homegirl. That's not your man. You know what I mean? So for me, you know, I need to be equally yoked with somebody that we don't have to have a whole bunch of money right now. You know, so a lot of people say, like, you would never date a guy that does this. I have dated all y'all motherfuckers. I have went out with all you motherfuckers, from the dishwasher to the owner to the fucking guy that parks the valet, from an athlete to this one to that one. It's all the same. You know, the bottom line is this. You're either going to be out here getting money. I know dudes that make $40,000, $50,000 a year that live like they make well over $100,000 because they ain't got no bills. They don't drive, you know, fancy cars. They live in a decent place. They don't, you know what I'm saying? But they keep their money for their 401k, or they keep their money for when they go on vacations, or when they go play golf. They have expensive-ass hobbies. I could deal with that. You know, I can't deal with a guy that's got the Mercedes-Benz payment, you know, the Jaguar payment. He don't own shit that's on his body. You know what I'm saying? I can't deal with that. I would much rather have a guy tell me that he drives a Honda, but yet his home is damn near paid for, the Honda's paid for, and we have money to travel, than for somebody to tell me, you know, I got these bills, this, this, and this, because cars are not fucking important to me at all. They depreciate. And now that I'm in my little real estate realm, you know, let me take a little sip to that. You know, I'm very excited about what the year holds. So when we talk about being equally yoked, it has to be somebody as well that, okay, somebody asked me before, like, could you really be with a cat that couldn't dress? The answer would probably be no. And the reason for that is because we as children, and especially as black people, grow up learning how to dress because we went the fuck to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, whatever it was. So even if it was just Easter Sunday, did your mama make sure you had a pocket square and the little shiny shoes and you wear these socks with these shoes because, God forbid, you sat in the pew and your pants went up and they seen the sweat socks with the dress shoes, which to this day, that and white shoes and black socks, two biggest pet peeves I ever see. It's a wrap. I don't care. You can be the nicest man in the world. Please don't ever do that to me. And it's also the reason why I don't wear white shoes is because of church. But church taught you the undergarments. I don't care what anybody says. The undergarments that you need to wear when you go to church. Your slip. I still have slips, vintage ones, from my great-great-grandmother. So, you know, so it doesn't mean that somebody got to be in the church. It just means that if you didn't grow up watching your granddaddy get dressed as the deacon every week, you know, for church, or watching somebody in your family or even yourself getting dressed, to, even if it was just Easter Sunday and Mother's Day, then you probably can't dress. Because, honey, church was the place where you showed out. You know, we're not equally yoked. You know, if you are in a position where you feel like you should spend every last dime that you have and you don't know where your next dollar is coming from, we're not equally yoked. If you don't have a business mind or an entrepreneurial spirit about you and you're not just talking, like, I need to be able, just like you could go to my websites, www.stayinyourlane123.com or www.zerofucksnation0fuxnation.com, they're in existence. They've been there. The merchandise is on the website. The other website is just sitting there waiting for me to upload more merchandise so I can separate church from state, so that when y'all are talking to D. Scott, me, you're talking to me and not my brand. My brand is something completely different. Now, especially with, you know, President-elect Trump in office, we really don't want, you know, Amazon knowing that you're a black female is selling her product to anybody, because I think that's going to hurt me in the long run. And so because I'm about the money, all money is green. It is what it is. You know, so like I said before, you know, we have to be equally yoked. You have to be equally yoked to understand that if I have to get on a plane, I'm not going to ask you. You don't pay no bills up in here. You don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, we good, but I don't need to ask my man to do anything. I'm going to tell you, hey, this is where I'm going to be. If you can show up, that'd be great. If not, it is what it is. We have to be equally yoked where there are certain things that I shouldn't have to fucking tell you. Like, if you meet my best friend Kendra, it should be without standing, without saying a word, that you're going to just pick up the tab for the first dinner that we go, we eat, whatever, whatever. Because guess what? That's what her people did. When I met her people for the first time, I had heard about them, knew about them, whatever, whatever. We didn't pay for anything that whole day. Not that we was, you know, buying up, you know, bottles of champagne or anything like that, but he took care of all of us. It was three girls and one dude, you know, and everybody was comfortable. So you have to find situations where you guys are equally yoked, because if you guys can't sit and talk about getting money together and all you sit and talk about is sex, thugs, your cell phone and social media, I'm not sure that that's really a relationship, you know, which I told you guys in 2016, I really wasn't concerned with the relationship. In 2017, obviously, I want to get serious about the business, serious about what I charge, you know, because I am the business. I'm a businessman, period. And just making sure that 2017, we didn't leave anything behind. We've done all the groundwork for the last 4 years with the brand, with the business, and now it's time to put everything into effect. So one song that I'm really feeling, that somebody else that's about to be depressed, because we're going to get into the Kanye thing tomorrow on Tell the Truth Tuesday. I'll do an earlier show for you guys. But one of the people that I know for a fact is going to do great things with her depression and the fact that she was not equally yoked, and that's why she's in the shit that she's in now, is Mary J. Blige. She got a new song out. Everybody knew I was going to love it. It's called The Thick of It. And the thing of it is he not only was not equally yoked, the motherfucker was ugly too. I mean, let's keep it G. Kept a Jerry curl. It was rumored he was messing with Superhead. Like, how dare you? Really? And then you want me to pay for kids that ain't mine, right? Which we ain't never seen married with these motherfuckers. They never had any children in common. And you want me to still pay for your parents to live. You better get the entire hell fuck out of here. And this is like the third incident, I think, this year, besides the Kevin Federline thing and just women marrying motherfuckers, that you end up, Halle Berry got duped. You know, so ladies, we have to, you know, hey, I'm not saying you a gold digger, but you don't have to be fucking with these broke ones either. You know what I'm saying? And I mean broke, like don't have no money, can't get no money, don't know how to get no money, is not going to get no money, and just don't care about money. When motherfuckers tell me that they don't care about money, I be like, ninjas with no money act like money isn't everything. Fuck that shit. So I'm going to leave y'all with Mary J. Blige to think of it. I will talk to y'all tomorrow on Tell the Truth Tuesday. We're going to get into this Kanye situation and about hopefully him getting the help and the diagnosis that he needs. And shout out to Kid Cudi for making sure that he was on stage and accepting the apology and, you know, dealing with what he had to deal with going into rehab a month ago. And I reported that here first as well. But right now, here's Mary J.
Love ain't as black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with the way I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been down to fall these years. I thought you'd diss me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. You know I deserve. If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this shit ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess. I confess under stress and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing. I ain't no quitter, babe.